For WRCO News, I am Todd Coppernall reporting. Special recognition for our very own Phil Nee. I will read this message just as it came in. Dear Phil, on behalf of the Lambda Chapter of Delta Kappa Gamma Society International, it is my great pleasure to inform you that you have been selected as this year's recipient of the Friend of Education Award. This award is presented each year to an individual outside our organization who has demonstrated an exceptional commitment to education and has made a meaningful difference in the lives of students and educators alike. Your dedication and contributions have not gone unnoticed, and it is an honor to recognize you in this way. Congratulations, Phil Nee. David Gillingham is restoring the family home at the corner of Park and Burton Streets in Richland Center. Gillingham says the house was built in the 1850s and that something about it called him back home.
I've always wanted to restore it. I always wanted to move back home, retire here. I was trying to decide what to do with the house. And it's about tearing it down and putting up a new one. And the more I thought about it, I'm going like, let's see, I've got a house with character. It's got style. It's got memories. And it's been there since the 1850s. So then otherwise it would be a new house with no character, no style, and no memory.
This was going to be a big project. I asked Dave, what was the first step?
First step was, to see if the bones were good. It looked good on the outside. And when I had the guys come in and lift it, then found out that, yeah, she went up straight, never faltered or cracked or did anything weird. So it's like, all right, bones are good.
Once things got moving, what were some of the things that would have to be done?
I had what Dad always called a Michigan basement. The house was built on the ground, and at some point in time, somebody went in and dug it out underneath. So it had a sandstone walls in the basement, but they were only like 8 feet wide. But the house was like 16 feet wide. And it's like, as long as it was somebody other than me, they could run around down there. But I hit my head on everything. It still had the original siding on it. It had several coats of paint, but this time the paint had just peeled off and all the siding was curling. Replaced the siding because it couldn't be saved. Had the old school shingles, several layers that were up there.
Dave and Elaine have done as much of the work as they could, but they've been careful to trust professional builders when they needed to. 2 years into the project, would they recommend a project like this to someone else?
If you were thinking about doing it, it would have to be, how bad do you really want to do this? It's one of those things, yeah, everybody should do this at least once. A lot of people wouldn't do it again. If it's something you enjoy, yeah, give it a try.
Dave and Elaine expect to have their occupancy permit by June 1st, and they should have the final work done in July. Dave says if you see him outside, give him a smile and a wave. He's proud of his once and future home and looks forward to many years living in the modern version. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources asks the public to avoid outdoor burning activities as fire danger is very high across much of the state and DNR burn permits are suspended in 43 counties. Fire risk is increased by ongoing dry vegetation, low humidity, warmer temperatures, and breezy conditions with gusts up to 35 miles per hour expected. This elevated fire danger will continue until there is significant rainfall, and the DNR will continue to prohibit burning with all DNR-issued burn permits for debris burning where the DNR has burn restriction authority in areas with elevated fire danger. Spring is the most critical fire season in Wisconsin. Even a few days between precipitation can dry out grasses, pine needles, and leaf litter, creating hazardous conditions. Severe conditions continue across much of the state, and the threat of a large wildfire remains extremely high in Wisconsin. The DNR is at full staffing and preparedness across the state to respond to any incidents. Take action to help prevent wildfires. Embers from any recent fires, especially burn piles and campfires, can easily get out of control and cause a wildfire if not properly extinguished. Please avoid all burning until conditions improve. Outdoor enthusiasts should also be extra careful with off-road vehicles or equipment that can create a spark and start a fire. With dry weather conditions across much of the state, fires can spark at any time. Follow these simple tips to prevent wildfires from getting out of control. Avoid outdoor burning, including campfires, until conditions improve. Operate equipment, chainsaws, off-road vehicles, lawnmowers, etc., early in the morning or late in the day to avoid sparks at peak burn hours. Secure dragging trailer chains. Report any fire early and call 911. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds the public to protect white-tailed deer fawns by leaving them alone while out exploring this spring and summer. If you encounter a fawn while outdoors, the DNR urges you not to touch it or intervene in any way. There's a good chance it's right where it's supposed to be and its mother isn't far away. During their first few weeks of life, fawns stay quiet and hidden while their mothers look for food nearby. Their spotted coats and minimal scent are their best defenses. While fawns can walk from birth, it takes them a few weeks to become fast enough to keep up with their mothers and avoid predators. Remember, wild animals care for their young differently than humans do, and their best chance of survival is in their natural environment. Young fawns are often left alone for most of the day to keep them safe, said Jenna Fastener, DNR Captive Wildlife Health Specialist. Although their mother can return at any time, white-tailed deer are crepuscular or more active at dawn and dusk, which means the fawn can be alone for long periods between feedings. By the 4th of July, most fawns are on the move alongside or near their mothers. What to do if you find a fawn? Unaccompanied fawns have rarely been abandoned. If you see a seemingly healthy fawn lying quietly by itself, do not touch it and leave the area as soon as possible. Do not bring other people or pets to look at the fawn. The mother will not return while people or other animals are around. Giving the fawn and its mother space is the best thing you can do to support their natural behavior. Do not feed the fawn. Wild animals have specialized dietary needs that are not easily met, and providing non-natural food sources puts them at risk of suffering nutritional deficiencies that can lead to deformities or death. Call a licensed wildlife rehabilitator for guidance before intervening. Wildlife rehabilitators often specialize in one or a few species. Make sure you are contacting a wildlife rehabilitator licensed to provide rehabilitative care to fawns. As a reminder, it is against the law in Wisconsin to take an animal from the wild to keep as a pet or to provide unlicensed rehabilitation. To protect their health and yours, you should never try to care for a wild animal. For more information on keeping Wisconsin's wildlife wild, visit the DNR website. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has announced a federal court stated that it will approve a $700 million settlement in a multi-state antitrust lawsuit against Google. The lawsuit challenged Google's control over Android app distribution and in-app payments. The approval of the settlement ends a five-year case and gives relief to consumers nationwide who were affected by Google's actions. Most of the settlement funds will go directly to people who made purchases on Google Play from August 2016 to September 2023. Most recipients won't need to fill out a claim form and will receive their payments through PayPal or Venmo. If consumers don't have access to PayPal or Venmo, they can file a claim through a separate process to receive their payment. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is committed to protecting consumers' access to a fair and competitive marketplace, said Attorney General Josh Call. Consumers who are interested in learning more about this resolution can find information on the settlement website. The settlement requires Google to update its business practices. For at least 5 years, app developers may use alternate payment systems, inform customers about lower prices outside Google's billing system, and list their apps on competing stores without fear of retaliation. Android users can download apps from outside the Play Store for at least 7 years. In 2021, Wisconsin joined a bipartisan group of 52 attorneys. In 2021, Wisconsin joined a bipartisan group of 52 attorneys general who sued Google, alleging that the company illegally dominated Android app distribution and charged consumers up to 30% per transaction. In Richland County, the county board will meet tonight at 6 p.m. to elect a new county board chair and vice chair. An election had been held at a prior meeting, but a procedural error was discovered in the following days, which necessitated tonight's meeting. Immediately following the meeting of the Board of Supervisors, there will be a meeting of the Committee on Committees, which will be followed by a meeting of the steering committees. Animal-drawn vehicles can be a common sight on Wisconsin roads, depending on where you live in the state. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of State Patrol is reminding both animal-drawn vehicle operators and motorists to stay alert, watch for one another, and safely share the road for its May law of the month. Animal-drawn vehicles often travel below the speed limit, making it essential for all road users to stay aware and be courteous of others. Wisconsin State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan said, "If you approach an animal-drawn vehicle, slow down, proceed with caution, and pass only when it is safe and legal to do so." According to preliminary data, there have been 165 crashes involving animal-drawn vehicles in the past 5 years in Wisconsin, resulting in 12 fatalities and 186 injuries.